Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Just a little respect, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Football Ramble. Big wins for Manchester United and Chelsea. And Thierry Henry's angry. It's Thursday, 29th of October. I'm Marcus Speller.
I'm Andy Brassel.
And I'm Pete Donaldson.
Hello, everybody. Lovely to have you with us, Andy and Petey and me, in the pod, in your ears. What a thrilling Thursday we have for you.
Yeah,
Andy
yeah.
is beaming. Andy, how's all your neighbourhood watch stuff going, or what have you doing?
Neighbourhood watch.
Call it what it is. It's a militia.
What did you get voted into again?
I preferred the way that Pete framed it, because it makes me sound like some sort of net twitcher otherwise.
Brassels botherers.
Yes. Go on.
There's a title for it.
Yeah.
I'll get some t-shirts done up, I think.
Uh-huh. No burning leaves without a permit. Oh, dear. Well, it's good to be with you, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to start, before we talk about Chelsea, the dig of Wednesday evening belonged to Barcelona, to Juventus, saying, did you enjoy having the GOAT playing at your stadium? Or something like that, because
right.
Cristiano Ronaldo wasn't playing, but Lionel Messi was.
No, a tale of two goats, Marcus.
Yes, but it was a nice little dig, and of course they won. But what about, though, chaps? Let's go to the real story of the evening. It's obviously Chelsea, they won in Krasnodar, and Manchester United won as well. English football's back, Andy. come on. It's been a while since we saw those two teams, of course, reach the final of the Champions League, but 5-0 at home against RB Leipzig.
A top-heavy troop, once again, from England.
Clean sheets all round. I mean, it really is quite stunning. Peter, you're sort of the Football Ramble's answer to Julian Nagelsmann when it comes to outfits and blazers.
Yeah, and saying I'm going to slide tackle Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Yeah, that was a bit severe. He even said his dad was mugging him off. Do you hear that? Because his dad's a Mönchengladbach fan.
Right, okay.
And he wanted Manchester United to beat Bayern in that final. So slide tackle him. Maybe he already has.
Exactly.
Maybe he's getting them all back. but yeah, and let's start with Nagelsmann then. I mean, if he will wear such garish outfits.
Everyone's talking about his sartorial elegance. I'm not having it.
Yeah, but look what you're wearing.
I'm wearing a suit and a shirt. What's wrong with that?
I'm from a generation of men who dress properly.
It's nice to look smarter on a Champions League evening, I think. I think that's very, very important. But it does just look like Assos are doing a roaring trade in Germany. Doesn't it?
I mean, buy one kit, don't buy loads of disparate parts of other things, I would say.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously he got a bit annoyed in the post-match interview when he was asked about it by a German reporter. He responded quite spikily.
Well,
I don't know why you would think it's a good idea to address that to him after they've just lost 5-0.
Yeah.
But I don't know how he bookended it, perhaps. Well, we may have lost 5-0, but, you know, I can return it for free. So, joke's on you, pal.
You've just been beaten 5-0. But first, let's talk about your disastrous dress up tonight. Well, Nagelsmann said, don't talk so much about my clothes. I wear what I like, evidently. I'm a football coach, not a model. I mean,
I agree. That's why people ask me, are you a model? Are you a football podcaster?
Didn't someone say to you the other day, didn't you used to be on the Football Ramble?
Yes. Are you Pete, who used to be on the Football Ramble? I was like, oh, I've already been off for 2 days.
Oh, I love it. You used to be Pete Donaldson.
Yeah.
If you're just having a bit of downtime and a cup of tea, don't look out the window crying while you're doing it.
No, don't.
In
do
the
that.
Words of James J. Buffett from the Magic Tree Peaches, on the street, an old man plays with newspaper cuttings of his glory days.
That's right.
Yes. Pete Donaldson.
There we are.
R.I.P.
Yeah. That Free London newspaper, is that the glory, the clipping? Is it? When we popped up in there once or twice. I mean, I think there are too many cheapies over Nagelsmann's wear. So we'll move on from that if we may. Another glorious European night for Manchester United, Andy. They're back. They are back. Solskjaer proving that he is the man for the job.
Aren't you going to say Solskjaer? There's an awful lot of Solskjaer has out-tacticked Tuchel and Nagelsmann in the last week.
In the same
which doesn't go with the narrative. Yeah. I believe that's the way you're meant to frame it on Twitter.
But perhaps,
may I just suggest that maybe we're reading a little too much into the head coach's role in a lot of football at the moment.
What are you saying?
You know, so maybe he's not the worst coach in the world and, quote unquote, a PE teacher when United lose. And maybe he's not the answer to everything when United win.
Andy, I think on the Football Ramble. We need sweeping sticks.
I was about to say, Andy.
We need Solskjaer out or Solskjaer in. Yeah. There's no other way.
Bottom line is, I've done too much stuff that could be clipped for Twitter out of context at the moment. I don't want to become the Ben Bradley of the Football Ramble.
Andy, I think you should have noticed by now that in the current climate, there's no room for any sort of centrist ideas. Pete, if you can give some... Rio Ferdinand himself said with regards to Manchester United, the highs are very high, but the lows are deeper than you can imagine. I assume he was talking about...
That sounds like the Orgazoid out of Peep Show, doesn't it? Where goes, the highs, they're so high, but the lows, they're really low.
Yeah. He's not talking about football, though.
Possibly. All I would say is it was a very good United performance.
Different formation.
Yeah, and I think... They've played the two Champions League games very, very well so far.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the fact that you can bring Rashford, Fernandes off the bench is very, very helpful indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just say, without anyone biting my head off, if we go back to 2013-14...
Sharpen the teeth, Petey.
United under David Moyes were pretty good in the Champions
League. They did get to the quarterfinal.
Yeah, they did.
People forget that.
They did. They were only knocked out by Bayern, I believe.
It was, yeah.
And if you go to the group stage, they won 5-0 away at Leverkusen.
Yeah.
And that was a Leverkusen side that contained Emre Can, Sun Heung-min. You know, it's a pretty good side.
It wasn't a bad side. So, yeah, so you're not sure about Solskjaer, but you think David Moyes was a better manager than he was given credit for.
Yeah, that's the quote.
Yeah. Clip that.
Okay, I think we've heard enough from you, Andy.
Andy, I'd like also get a little pull quote from you as well. If Donny van der Beek had spent all of the time on the pitch, would they have won 5-0?
Exactly, that's very true, Peter. What about, what about national treasure, Marcus Rashford?
He just gets better and better, doesn't
he? His first career hat-trick.
Yeah, that surprised me, to be honest.
At times I thought to myself, does he know that? Because, you know, for was it Martial's... he squared it to Martial at one point, and obviously Martial took the penalty.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a lovely man. A lovely, lovely man. But I was so pleased he did get the hat-trick, and he was clever, or wise, or all those kind of words, to score the was it his second goal or his first goal? I forget when he ran through because of all that offside business.
Which was the first one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the first one, because he was inside his own half. I mean,
It's a lesson for every footballer in 2020. You just got to keep going. You've just got to
play to the whistle. Yeah. I mean, I suppose it's the same lesson that...
I mean, you're cursing that if you're Robin van Persie.
Yes.
Go on.
And bear in mind when he was sent off at the Camp Nou for scoring after the whistle.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Remember?
Yeah, second booking.
Uh-huh. That was different times, though, Andy. More innocent times, perhaps, you could argue. But, I mean, look, it's a 5-0 win, for goodness sake, for Manchester United against the side who went very deep in the competition last time round. So that is impressive. But what Solskjaer did, Andy, there's a lot of talk about what he's done in that midfield, sort of a diamond affair, making them a little bit more compact. And Solskjaer himself is saying, look, we've got options in midfield. And
that's what you have that squad for.
Yeah.
You buy Van der Beek, isn't it?
Is it not just him using his squad effectively, like as any basic manager should?
Yeah, it should
I've got him on the bench, let's bring him on.
Shouldn't be that novel, should
Donny van der Beek hasn't really hit the ground running at Manchester United. Let's bring one of the best footballers in the world on.
Yeah. And let's give Fernandes a rest before he becomes Pete, like looking out the window crying.
You used to play for Manchester United, didn't you? I've only been on the bench for a couple of weeks.
You used to play for Sporting, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's funny with Donny van der Beek, because before the game, I mean, Patrice Evra said, what was it, a few days ago now or the other day, when he said, you know, we don't need him, which I thought was an interesting thing. And then the great Marco van Basten as well said, oh, you might regret his move there. And so on. I thought, well, hang on, give the lad a chance.
It's hard, isn't it? Because obviously the spotlight of Manchester United is incredible. It's the lumens on the Manchester United spotlight is incredible.
Yeah.
They're relentless. And not many footballers hit the ground running the way that Fernandes has. So it's kind of, he's on a bit of a hiding to nothing. I do feel sorry for him a little bit.
Well, I do as well. I mean, but you're right.
35, 36 million? Like, that's
40,
not a lot.
I think it was, yeah.
Right, it's not a lot of money in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, for the sort of potential and the fact is he
plays
in
the position
he
plays as well. Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know.
I actually thought he was.
Do you think we have a lot of focus on footballers' sad faces when they're not playing or things aren't going well at the moment because there aren't fans to focus on in the crowd? You know, normally you would say, you know, Sky are going to like home in on a fan biting their nails or like a child crying,
a Chelsea bloke brushing
whatever.
His teeth.
Oh, yeah. Such a wonderful memory, that.
Gareth Bale with a mask round his head now. That's all we've got to look at. We should install those inflatable men that they have on garage forecourts.
Yes.
Those big inflatable men.
Are they men?
I'd enjoy that. Are they men? I don't know, to be honest.
Yeah.
2020, who cares?
Yeah, exactly. People. Yeah.
People.
That's what they are.
Just inflatable people. It's the word inflatable I have a problem with because they don't really inflate. They provide a tubular vessel for the air to escape.
They don't inflate. They don't arrive like that, do they?
No, and they go up and they just go.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about, and I'm all for them.
They're constantly at the point of almost inflating, but they never inflate.
Yeah, in my mind's eye, Barcelona always take them to Champions League finals.
Is that true?
I don't know. I was in. Were you in Rome, Andy, when they beat Manchester United 2-0? No. Oh, just me then. Where's Jim when you need him?
What do you think of Donbass Arena, Beyonce? Yeah. Something we were talking about off air.
Oh, dear.
But Jonathan Wilson met Beyonce and asked whether she liked the Donbass Arena.
That's
wonderful.
Right. Uh-huh.
I think she said yes.
She said yes.
We cannot confirm reports that he referred to her husband as JZ. but yes. Anyway, where were we? Manchester United, yes. Oh, a lovely goal for Mason Greenwood. We haven't seen that much of him sort of late,
He's
course.
Still in my Premier League team.
He's still in there.
FPL team.
That doesn't count, though. Remember that.
Okay, no, so I know. I was annoyed.
Not just first goal in the Champions League, first shot in the Champions League.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, that's good, isn't it?
100%
it really
record.
Oh, it was such a delight.
Inter Milan are calling instantly.
Well, they'll be calling in 20 years, won't they?
Yes.
Yeah, indeed, yeah. But I mean, generally, Andy, though, with Manchester United, like, does this result, I mean, does it sort of surprise you, confuse you? Does it give you hope? Or did you think, no, it sort of makes sense with what they're capable of? Because they've got a good result in them every now and then, yeah. But then, of course, it's the consistency.
I think good players make an enormous difference at this level, and they make an enormous difference in the last 20 minutes at this level. It's a good win for United. I don't think they were 5-0 good, just like I don't think Leipzig were 5-0 bad.
De Gea made some good saves.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, I think sometimes we can leap to absolutes in every aspect of performance. I really don't think we should. Have United got a chance of going deep in the Champions League? Yeah. Look at their squad.
Yeah.
Of course they have. And it's a cup competition. Mm-hmm. Like this idea, just because it's sort of painted as the pinnacle of world football, mm-hmm. and it is in many ways, it's still very unpredictable. Mm-hmm. And that, of course, is the best argument against the European Super League that you could ever have. The fact that it's a cup competition and not always, in fact, maybe not even often, the best team win it. Bayern being an exception, obviously, last year.
I could see Ed Woodward going to the... I probably wouldn't be him, but, if you know, they go to the kind of people who are proposing the European Super League and they sort of sit down and he comes back and goes, I think I've signed us up, lads. I didn't mean to do
bit like Bartomeu.
Yeah, exactly. No.
Is it just about, because people, and it sticks in my craw because Newcastle were terrible, but they're kind of grouping in the performances in the Champions League, but also the performance against Newcastle, and they're saying, this is Manchester United finding their feet and ultimately coming up to fitness. Because obviously, once they got up to fitness last season, they had a lovely time, and the back end of last season was really telling that their squad was almost at full strength and they were all pretty much fit. Mm-hmm. Is this Manchester United just becoming fitter? Or is it just...
That's an argument, definitely. I think that's...
Well,
that's,
how unfit were they when Spurs knocked six past them?
Yeah, that's true as well. I mean, for them, it's just so good to win and win comfortably at home in a big game. Mm. You know, that'll be, I think, a weight off their minds. But I kind of wonder if we expect a little bit much of Manchester United sometimes, because, and I know football didn't start in 1992, but if we look at Manchester United in a Premier League context, you know, the team that dominated the first decade and a half, playing a certain way and displaying a certain personality, and it's something that makes you think, you know, United have to play this way. Do they have to play this way? If United are just an efficient team who can be clinical on the counter, and the key thing for them is scoring first against Leipzig, because Leipzig, they're changing a little bit under Julian Nagelsmann. He wants to give them different strings to their bow, but they're a team whose major strength is counter-attacking. If you can score first against them, that's great, isn't it, straight away? And that was what built the platform for United to pick them off in those last 20 minutes. But there's always still this obsession with United have to be front foot. United have to be dominating. And that is something that's accentuated, a feeling that's accentuated by how much they've spent on players. But what if they're just really efficient? Because I think if you look at most of their good results and good spells under Solskjaer, it's just about being clinical. You never leave, I think, a Manchester United match under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, whether you're a fan of his or not, thinking, wow, they've totally dominated that game. You never really feel that. But maybe it's fine. Maybe it's fine to be like that, because if you look over the past 3, 4, 5 years of the Premier League, it has really been a fight for the right to play on the break. Okay.
Yeah.
As well.
But Andy, I completely agree with what you're saying to a point when you're saying about, you know, that kind of efficiency and so on. If Manchester United go away to RB Leipzig and lose 3 or 4-0, would it surprise you at all?
No, probably not.
So there you go. So, no. And that's a point, isn't it? That goes back to what Rio Ferdinand said. You know, highs are very high. They've beaten PSG. They went to the finals. They've beaten Arsenal, blah, 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 blah. But then they're capable of these results. It's the Jekyll and Hyde nature of it.
And because football is so largely based around counter-pressing nowadays, we see a lot of thrashings.
We do.
We see a lot more thrashings than we used to, especially in the Champions League.
Well, we saw one in Russia, didn't we?
We did.
When Chelsea turned up to town.
And again, Krasnodar were in this for quite a lot of the game, weren't they?
Yeah, they were, yeah.
I mean, I'm really sorry. Gazinski hit the bar at one point.
Yeah.
They were unlucky with the penalty, I think, the first time round. It was. I know Krasnodar aren't a romantic story, but I did feel sorry for them.
Well, they're not. What the heck? I don't know, Pete. There's a bit too.
They're romantic in the scale of like a lot of in oligarchs leaving Russia and spending money outside.
In
the
local context.
Exactly.
In the local context.
And the fact that Russia is too big.
It's very big.
It's basically just a high spec youth club. Yeah. that's what it is.
But the BBC was suggesting from their report that a lot of Russians have this side down as their second team because it isn't an oligarchy. You know, it's obviously a very, very wealthy man who's made his money.
Supermarket.
From supermarket. He's like he's the local Jay Sainsbury, perhaps. But they've not been around that long.
Yeah, but they climbed out of Leeds. I'm not bringing up Leeds again. Leeds fans are him. Climbing out of leagues and they managed to get out of the first two leagues just because of financial mismanagement of other teams. So, yes. Like, you do sort of go,
I know what you mean. Well, to be honest, it's not a far cry. There can be the odd similarity between them and RB.
I'm sure a lot of fans are just going, I'm just glad Vladivostok aren't in the league anymore. Just, so we don't have to travel all the way up there.
Yeah, right.
This is kind of closer.
Yeah. Well, but not too dissimilar in some ways to RB Leipzig. But of course, again, the local context is very crucial because you see how one team is treated and compared to the other in their in their climates.
Marcus, I don't like them because they have their squad numbers are insane.
Oh no, are they?
Like the keeper, 39, 28, 31, 18, 52.
Do you know what I used
Bill
to?
Henner.
Years ago, I used to be bothered by that, but I kind of, you got to pick your battles.
You haven't heard the bench yet.
Go
67,
on.
74, 81, 84, 88, 93.
Bingo!
Number one on the bench, Gorodov, the keeper.
Yeah. All right. All right.
And he's a left back.
Yes.
All right, Petey, I'm picking up my rifle again. Oh, dear. Yeah. Well, I mean, when all said and done, it's a 4-0 win for Chelsea, so you have to give them credit there. And they've had three clean sheets in a row. Mendy was man of the match. He's had an immediate impact, Andy, hasn't he? I mean, he wasn't a star quality goalkeeper really before they got him, but he's come in and he's just looks like he knows what he's doing, and it's a calming presence where Kepa clearly was giving the defence and some of the supporters a few jitters.
Yeah, chaos engine,
yeah,
exactly. I mean, everyone knows, I guess, Mendy's story by now, and the fact that he was without a club and without work like 5 years ago, and he does have that sense of someone who wants to seize this unexpected opportunity with both hands. But the confidence is enormous. That's the major factor.
He's
of him so
Dubravka
far.
Of the South, then, Peter.
Has he ever laboured in Melbourne? Has he ever done any building work in Melbourne?
Yeah, but I mean, he played very, very well indeed. Yep. And that shows you, in a 4-0 win, Peter, that the Chelsea goalkeeper was man of the match. So it shows you that scoreline was flattering.
Yeah, and also, like you look at one of the recent signs, obviously Kai Havertz, he is not having the best of times. He looks a little bit dithery. Mm-hmm. And I think when that match started, I was like, ooh.
Don't you think his hair kind of plays against him?
You reckon?
It looks like a diffident teenager. It's sort of like
I'm not getting up. I'm not going over there. I'm going to give someone a rubbish pass.
I'm not tracking back.
Exactly. What did you do today? Did you provide anything? Nothing.
Yeah, I sort of, the way he plays and his hair, I want Kaká. I still miss old Kak.
Mm. Cackles.
Yeah, marvellous. But Hakim Ziyech, of course, got his first goal. For Chelsea, I believe. He did look lively, yeah. We haven't seen... Well, we've seen a bit of him, but obviously...
First start.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We've seen a little bit, but not as much as...
And do you know what? I think that makes an enormous difference in games like this. A bit like what we were saying with Manchester United. If you've got that many good attacking players, if the other team have to chase the team... chase the game late on, you can just trim them to absolute pieces.
Yeah.
And I think that really makes the difference. And Ziyech showed enough in that game that you think he's going to be enormous fun to watch.
Yeah. I mean, I know we've talked about Rashford, but you're right about coming on as a substitute can be very, very tricky sometimes. So it shows you just how brilliant Rashford and Fernandes was you know, coming on and making a difference. But it is good to see Ziyech start, of course. I mean, but for all the talk of bad form and so on with Chelsea, you know, talk about Manchester United being a bit Jekyll and Hyde, you know, people say that about Chelsea. They've only lost one in their last 10.
And they had a goalkeeper who was basically throwing in goals for half of that.
Yeah, they seem to have addressed that quite swiftly as well. Although there is a little bit of chat now about their penalty takers, Peter, because we saw Jorginho, he missed one. Lampard said,
He hit the post. That's on target for me.
There's no. Let's not even get into that.
Pete Donaldson endorses penalties off the. Yeah, again, too much Roberto Baggio magical kicks.
Oh, I love it.
It's a skill. Yeah. To hit the woodwork from a penalty kick. The bottom line is they're Timo Werner's now, and maybe they should have been Timo Werner's in the first place. Mm. But they are his now.
Do you think
he was a penalty taker for Leipzig, and now he's going to be Chelsea's penalty taker?
What might you say the way he hammered that in? He's a penalty. That was a bit like, right, I've waited my chance, and now I've taken it.
It wasn't actually like totally in the spot. It was just that he really hammered it.
Yeah, I think so. It? Yeah, well, he wasn't in the corner.
German Troy Deeney. Let's say
like it,
and he will accept that.
Yeah, other than the penalty hit, the comparisons sort of fall down, but
on so many levels,
we'll go with it for now. Certainly, yes. Yeah, and no doubt he probably hates Arsenal as well. Roman Abramovich was at the match.
Yeah, his first one for a while since because he took Israeli citizenship, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, so he's that's right. Lampard said that was quite nice having him in the crowd. You know,
Lamps didn't get to have a chat with him though.
No, he said one or two of the staff did.
Yeah.
So as long as Romy's happy,
came down and went. I see my little prezzies under the tree.
Oh, did you hear that one of his former little prezzies, Alexander Pato, could be coming back to England? Played for Chelsea.
No, that makes me want to sing. Baby, come back.
Yeah.
Remember Pato Banton?
Yes.
No. Yeah.
With my CD collection of Bob Marley, come back. Yes, son, give me one more try, cause a love like this will never, never die. Come back.
Na, 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 na. Just wanted to get involved.
He's married to the daughter of Brazil's most famous man, who is worth a Google.
Are we talking about Pato Banton or Alex Patton?
I'm just saying he's addicted to powerful men's daughters.
Well, even
powerful men, yeah.
Daughter,
he wants to be close to powerful men.
Well, when he arrived in
Zoffspring,
when he arrived at Milan, he was married to a prominent Brazilian soap star, wasn't he?
See, interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
Addicted to powerful men's offspring.
Yeah. And I could have said that in a much less polite way.
Might as well.
So I'm learning.
You are learning.
But Google Brazil's most famous man. He's been on telly. He's the only, and probably the only in the
most
world.
Most famous man. Is that Pelé?
He's like the Robert Kilroy Silk of Brazil. but he's a billionaire. And he's like,
that is quite a big thing.
Isn't this the president? Isn't this Bolsonaro he's talking about?
UKIP MP is billionaire.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. I'm going to get MP. A picture of this guy.
Yeah. That would be something, wouldn't it?
It certainly would be.
My married to.
Yeah. Well, by the way, we should say it's Birmingham City who he's being linked to. I mean, yeah. He apparently posted a picture on Twitter of one of his boots along with a handshake emoji and the word soon. Here we go. Come on. Get him back.
That's not a fall for Fabrizio Romano. Here we go, is it?
Oh, I don't know.
No, I think we're a bit short of that.
Yeah, maybe.
Silvio Santos's name is, and he is, right, he is, guess how old this man is? I'm going to show you a picture of a man's face.
Oh, he's had, well, okay.
He's had a bit of work done.
A bit.
Guess
a
how
bit
old
of,
that man
a
is.
A bit of work done. He looks like one of your prosthetic masks has been left on the radiator.
He looks, I'm going to say, he's obviously older than what he's trying to make out. I'm going to say 85.
I'm presenting this to the camera. He's 89.
Bloody hell.
89.
Even,
it's good.
Even with me overcompensating.
It's a good bit of work, that.
Even with me overcompensating.
Lovely
I was still
old
too
job,
young.
That.
Yeah. Get your
fantastic.
Hair.
Fantastic.
Get your hair dye out for the lads.
Yeah.
That's the mask you're getting in for Christmas.
Correct. I normally do. Well, before we go to a break, ladies and gentlemen, if you want more Champions League chat, because I think we talked about it.
We touched on it for a little bit.
On the continent, Andy, OTC is out later today on Football Ramble Presents.
shee.
Were you going to talk about actual football and that?
Yeah, we will. There won't be any shee, obviously, because the great man wasn't present, as you said earlier, Cristiano, in Juventus-Barcelona. But so much has been going on with Juventus and Barcelona this week. We will be going on a tangent or two about that.
Didn't Alvaro Morata score a hat-trick of disallowed goals?
He did indeed.
That's annoying.
One could call him Alvaro Morata.
Yeah, that's Hello. The kind of chat. All right, ladies and gentlemen, see you in a moment.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the air in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
Xavi, can you pass it one touch? Then why don't you do it? Mason!
For Kate Mason.
Oh, welcome back to
Mason.
The everybody. It's Thierry Henry having a shouty old time in Major League Soccer.
Oh, magnificent.
Yeah.
I mean, I would turn around if I was a footballer and go, you're Thierry Henry. Yeah, come on now.
Exactly.
I'm not you, Dad.
Do you think that's what it is? Do you think it's kind of like... it's a bit like what Glenn Hoddle was accused of sometimes in his younger managerial days of, oh, for crying, this is how you do it, lads.
Yeah.
Andy?
Well, at least we haven't got to the point where he was at Monaco. Well, at least we haven't got to the point where he was at Monaco, full stop. But at least we haven't got to the point where he was at Monaco where he did that press conference, didn't he, with Benoit Badiachil and made him push his chair in.
Yeah.
Just with the look.
Yeah, he's a bit of a...
Maybe he's like, the look doesn't work. Maybe I should be more explicit. People didn't seem to like the look, did they?
Yeah. If anyone's unaware, by the way, he's obviously Henry's Montreal Impact manager and he was on the sideline shouting his head off. And of course, without a crowd, you could hear what he was saying. And we had some examples for you there as we came out
drive,
of the
drive,
break.
Drive, 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 drive. If you'd done that on the car advert, that would have been better.
Can you play it short? Why don't you do it then? Why don't you do it?
Can you do it one foot? We'll do it then. We'll do it.
Well, we did see...
Can you cut inside and bend it in the corner of 30 yards? I can.
When you're saying drive, 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 the image I had in my mind was when Ajax won 13-0 at VVV Venlo last weekend, and all I could look at in the second half while they were racking in
car
in the little parking space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, presumably that was the VVV coach at the end.
Yeah. Drive, 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 drive. Anywhere.
On a serious note, though, Andy, you've obviously spent a lot of time in France starting French footballs, and of course, Thierry Henry came through the Clairefontaine Academy.
Yes.
I remember the piece you wrote a couple of years ago with Vikash Dorosu, the footballer, about how Clairefontaine doesn't just work with on-field discipline, it also kind of concerns itself with the grounding, with the dealing with like the media as well, obviously, because there's a lot of focus when you're at the Clairefontaine Academy. So with all that in mind, do you think this is the sound of my dog eating a carrot, or is it me? Is that a dog eating a carrot, or is it me?
Dog.
Answer the question, Andy.
Dog, I already did dog.
What?
Dog.
How did you know it was a dog?
It's a dog, you can tell.
Right, right. Here's the sound of the dog.
Here we go. Yeah, it's quicker, it's quick.
Right, here's me eating a carrot.
No, you're hamming it up. You're hamming it up, you little hamster. Yeah, it's no. You are making the noise. The dog is quick.
You
the
are doing
speed.
An impression of Bugs Bunny eating a carrot.
Exactly.
That's what you're doing. You're not normally naturally eating a carrot.
No, true. All right, fair. I thought I was going to get you with that one, Andy. But once again, your journalistic prowess has defeated me.
Indeed. Right, ladies and gentlemen, enough of the nonsense, because it's time for this.
Just email show at footballramble.com. Right now, so Peter, Vish, or Kate, or Jules, or Jim, or Andy, Luke, all my kids can read it out. Well done.
Oh, we've got an email from Paul Rogers. Probably not that one. A recent talk of Australian slang reminded me of a gem I heard on a League of Ireland highlight show some 10 years ago. Imagine somebody editing that together in the League of Ireland highlights package going, no one's ever going to watch this.
Yeah.
This is never going to have it.
Paul Rogers
this one's for you, Paul. I can't remember the match. Good. Again, waste of time. But I remember a timid pass coming across the back four from the left back to the right-sided centre-back who tried to take a beat before playing it on. A poaching forward pounced and had time to canter the 25 yards towards the hapless goalie and took it away. The reaction from the commentator perfectly summed up the ineptitude and will always be nestled in my memory. Ah, here, that's yellow snow stuff. Sure, you can't be doing that at this level.
Yellow snow.
You can't be, so it's like, don't eat the yellow snow.
Yeah,
is
that's
that the kind of
yeah, that's the Frank Zappa song, isn't it? Yeah.
All the best, Paul. P.S. Please do not try and do the accent if you read this out.
Okay.
And I didn't.
From that, it makes me think that Vish isn't getting enough love for his New Zealand accent the other day.
Australian!
It was quite New Zealand.
Oh. Show at footballramble.com.
Check them vowels. Check them vowels.
Yeah.
I have to say, we missed out one of the great Australian soccer epithets, I think.
Go on.
But how you, and my good friend Vitor Sobral, he always referred to defensive midfielders as panel beaters.
Oh, nice. I like that.
I was quite fond of that.
Wasn't Alan Shearer's dad a panel beater? He's certainly a sheet metal worker.
He did go on University Challenge that time. I have an email here from Fergus Cavanaugh. Says, hello, Ramblers. As a Norwich City supporter, I've become somewhat accustomed to the often wild and deeply encrypted musings of Herr Farker. Enjoyable. Further to Tuesday's chat about Daniel Farker confusing analogies, I'd like to draw your attention to another absolute gem from the big man himself. In December 2018, when asked about the curse of winning the Championship's Manager of the Month award, Coach Farker calmly explained that all successes come from fighting curses and finding treasures, just like in Pirates in the Caribbean.
It's not like that Michael Bolton song they did with The Lonely Island, where he comes in and he's doing a sexy kind of sax song.
Oh, yeah.
And then he keeps on talking about Captain Jack Sparrow. It's a wonderful bit of work.
Yeah, a glorious analogy for all the family, I'm sure you'll agree. Nice for Keira Knightley, sort of, to get another mention too. Love the show. And we love you too, Fergus. Lovely stuff.
Just like in Pirates of the Caribbean.
apparently he's big on the... he likes the nightclubs of Norwich. Does Daniel Farker? Yeah. I suppose we must. We're obviously not at the moment.
No, but they're
when,
all closed.
But when
that's nice to be able to get served quickly.
when the coast is clear,
he just books it out to himself. I mean, that's COVID compliant. If Daniel Daniel Farker's been seen in a couple of nightclubs, apparently. Oh, okay.
Yeah, nice. But I don't, not of late. But you know, when it was safe to do so.
Look,
so
I am a fan of the nightclub, and I am a man approaching his years.
Yes,
and I think it's all fair. People have forgotten dancing. And once lockdown and once COVID hopefully leaves us, dancing will return to the cities.
We'll be a nation of dancers.
Dancing will return to the cities. Good times will be had.
I have never heard such a desperate last-ditch pitch to be the assistant manager of a championship team.
League One.
I'm just saying, I presume Crystal Palace still has crystals as an ongoing real estate concern, and I should be allowed to live in there.
Surely Norwich should have a club, you know, the sort of the canaries in the mine or something, I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, it would have to be set in a mine, presumably, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you could deck it out like that. You know, people like that kind of rustic.
Bottom line, Daniel, if you're listening, Pete would welcome the opportunity to paint the town yellow.
Yellow. Don't eat yellow snow. You shouldn't eat any snow, by the way, but we're
going to... Why?
You don't know where it's been.
Mr. Frosty.
Okay, fair enough.
That snow comes out of a man's belly. Yeah. I'm eating that.
Uh-huh. You've won me over.
Exactly.
But we're heading up to Norwich when the coast is clear with Pete Donaldson and a camera at some point soon. All right, gentlemen. I'd like to talk about Jack Wilshere, if I may.
Okay, then.
Jack Wilshere's been in the news of late because he's looking for a new club. At the time of recording, he's just linking himself to everywhere, but nothing has been sort of set in stone or anything. But he's left West Ham. They tore up his contract. I love that. In the tabloids, they never sort of leave and they sort of, they tear it up like there's an actual some sort of symbolic sort of thing. He only made 19 appearances for West Ham since leaving Arsenal in 2018, so he's not played much football. And we are used to Wilshere not playing that much football, of course. But he said on Sky Sports recently, I was thankful to him for being honest with me with regards to the powers that be at West Ham. I've got a lot of friends at West Ham and it was nothing personal against them. I still speak to a lot of the players, but I just had to get out. I couldn't spend another year not playing, especially at my age. I mean, he's 28, which is mad, isn't it? You think to yourself, I thought he was about 32 or something, but he's one of those players that's been around for a long time.
You sort of do wonder what David Moyes has kind of said to him. He sort of said, you're not in my plans. But why is he not in his plans? He's probably not going to reveal that part of it, do you imagine? I don't work very hard in training. Come and get me, boys!
Well, Andy, he said La Liga, Italy or Germany would be a nice change for me. Not many English players have done it. I don't think I'm too young for Major League Soccer. It's on Sky Sports.
It's live. Yeah, that's his actual quote, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's on Sky Sports.
Well, I think there's been a big improvement in that league, he said.
Is that also like a come and get me for Sky Sports as well?
I have no idea.
I'm not too young for Sky Sports either.
Andy, what do you reckon to all this? Because he's got talent, clearly, but he's got brittle legs.
Any club would be crackers not to... If they're going to sign
him,
exactly. You've got to do it that way, I think. And you know, I hope he does play, and I hope he does find a place where he's useful. Unfortunately, you've got only really two sort of discernible schools of thought on Jack Wilshere. Either he's a genius and he deserves a break, or he's a waster who's been stealing money for the past hour of many years, and neither of those two things are true, are they? So I just
you're
find...
very beige today, aren't you? Ole Gunnar Solskjaer isn't the Antichrist. Uh-huh. Oh, bring it on!
He's certainly a red devil, though, isn't he?
He is. Yeah.
I hope he just gets somewhere where he can play.
Where would you fancy him though? Realistically,
I think MLS is the most realistic out of
MLS is quite fast and furious, though. People don't often realise that.
Yeah, that is true. But then again, you look at Carlos Vela, who has, you know, basically turned into football Jesus at LAFC. Mm-hmm. And of course, they're contemporaries at Arsenal. I'd be surprised if he didn't have a little look at that and thought, it's a bit of me.
Yeah. Vissel Kobe.
Japan!
Vissel Kobe. I can never understand why players are in that position. You can make a bit of money.
Yeah.
Not what you probably would pull
in
Turkey.
Can put in a word for you. He's probably still got contacts out there, you'd think. Well, we'd like to see him playing because he's still got talent.
I think the problem with Wilshere is he's the sort of player that historically you would have to build your team around, but you can't build your team around a player who frequently gets injured.
That is the trouble. And also a club is thinking, okay, we get Jack Wilshere on the books. We've got to hire another couple of physios and all that as well. You know, there's a lot of pressure on the medical staff.
Well, I think
it's like owning a nice boat. You've got to think of the mooring fees.
I think from his perspective, he's got to figure out how he wants to play now. Because I think the big difficulty for him, when he excited us all at the beginning, is because he was very un-English type of player who could get the ball, change pace, and go past people. when that pace went, he'd get fouled an awful lot because he wasn't able to break away from people who were basically tackling thin air before. Mm-hmm. So he's got to figure out a different way of expressing his talent. Now, that must be very difficult to accept, but he's had a lot of time to think about it. He's had a lot of time out the team to assess what he should be doing mm-hmm. with his footballing life. But does anything in this suggest that he's thought about it that much? Because he's saying, well, La Liga would be good, and Spain, Germany's fine, MLS. I mean, you talked about MLS and why that might not be the fit for him, Marcus. Do you get the impression from that that he's thought about that? Because I don't.
No, I don't. I think that's it.
Seems a little unfocused.
Yes, exactly. Someone mentioned a link to Rangers up in Scotland. You think, well, I know that's obviously quite fast and whatnot, but you're playing for, you know, the best or the second best, you know, in the top two, you know, and you sort of think, well, I could see that maybe. People say, well, what about dropping down to the Championship? Okay, he did okay at Bournemouth, you know, but the games come thick and fast.
Why do you want to put him in a position where he's going to be up for 46 games a season?
Well, this crazy. Is it. Yeah, this is it, Andy. I don't
Cyprus.
Know.
How many teams in the Cypriot League?
That's true. Get him out to Cyprus, Andy.
Ukrainian Premier League is shrinking all the time.
Yes. Lovely.
Yeah, could be.
Zoya Luhansk's Jack Wilshere. That's got quite a nice ring.
I'm sure
Donetsk.
I'm sure. Look, most of the Donetsk footballers are in hotels, so you know, stick him in. I think he'd enjoy it.
He needs to be in a hotel.
Needs spa. Yeah. needs a spa. Needs a pool.
24-hour reception.
24-hour reception.
Well, because actually,
smoking room, please.
Actually, should have mentioned last week on OTC when we were talking about Shakhtar Donetsk, they are now semi-permanently in Kiev because they've signed a deal to stay there, not just for the Champions League, but for the next 3 years. And someone pointed out to me, I think it was Zoya London on Twitter, that actually what this means mm-hmm. is that they're not in the hotel anymore. They've had to go and get houses.
What?
How disappointing.
Can they not just get... Remember when the Wu-Tang Clan were on MTV Cribs and they pretended they lived in one big house? Can they just do a bit of that caper?
Yeah. We tried to do that, the Ramble, but MTV Cribs weren't interested. And
we did have a little flat in Donetsk.
Your little pokey flat in central London, that was never going to fly, was it? Gentlemen, I'd like to finish on the story that came out from Clapton FC, who were due to play Walthamstow. The referee inspected the pitch at 20 past three in the afternoon, deemed it playable, which is good. You think, okay, that's grand. And then a member of the Walthamstow management side arrived at 6:20, 3 hours later, to find the pitch. Didn't have any lines or markings. Clapton FC forgot to paint the lines on the pitch.
It seems like these are the basics.
Yeah.
Thierry Henry would be furious.
What was the referee thinking? Was he thinking, all right, we'll play to the walls.
Maybe good referees just see lines where there aren't lines for offside decisions and stuff.
Maybe thought VAR will take care of that. Fast call and the throw-ins.
Why do we need lines anymore?
Break down the... Take away the borders.
Can we put technology where lines used to live? Could we have like an exploding collar for goalkeepers that leave their area? We don't need the lines anymore.
No, we don't. We just need very liberal referees.
Yeah, the linesman's bald head will project.
Yes.
The lines on the pitch.
So good.
But I do think here, like, that Walthamstow FC's statement was quite sarky about Clapton. Clapton, who are a club who've done a lot of good stuff in non-league. And, you know, they're a very welcoming club. And you've got to bear in mind, this it's all run by volunteers.
Well, it is.
Who've got proper jobs. And I have to say, I'm not one to pin it all on the referee, but...
He should notice.
The referee turns up and doesn't realise there's any lines on the...
Vanishing spray.
Well, apparently...
He used the vanishing spray.
That's what it was.
What was Phil Neville's phrase for it? Imaginary spray.
Imaginary spray.
Yeah,
no, it does exist, Phil.
Walthamstow is a bit rich because obviously their dog track. Have you seen the dogs running that track?
No.
They don't stay in the lines.
Is that right?
They don't care.
That must be the only dog track in London now.
Is it?
Right. Is Wimbledon Dogs not there anymore?
Well, no, it's got a football stadium built on it now, isn't it?
Bloody football ruining local communities.
I know, right? Where's the Speedway tracks?
I think that was the same one.
Marcus, look at the time. I saw you. Well, Pete's talking about Speedway again.
they used to, on Wimbledon Dogs, they used to do this thing around sort of Christmas time where it was... almost like wacky races. You could get, you would a bit like a sort of a Red Bull kind of go-kart kind of thing, and people just batter into each other.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they put Santa hats on the bunnies.
Do you mean like a destruction derby?
Yeah, a destruction derby sounds about right. But a local one, so you don't get like the big impressive trucks. You just get But
well,
I should say,
like used Ford Fiesta,
all that, the good stuff. I should say though that at Clapton FC, a bloke arrived at 7 p.m. with some white spray cans to paint the lines. According to somebody, he sprayed one line and disappeared along with the bag of spray cans. When the match official asked where the man had gone, he was informed by a Clapton official that he'd gone to buy some paint from B&Q. Then a local running group turned up to train on the track, and the ref called it off. So there's a track around the outside. Right, a local running group turned up. Well, if you're not going to use it, we'll have the referee's just gone. No, enough of this.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All of this, and there was a drone at Rotherham, wasn't there?
When they but apparently none of the players could actually see the drone. So they were really confused why the referee was taking them back into the dressing room.
Oh, no. Was it one of those situations where there was a drone sighted, but the drone then disappeared, then a police drone came up to see it, and then everyone thought that was the actual drone?
Yeah, it's like the old lady who saw the fly, it just kept on getting bigger drones.
Yeah.
To find the drones. Was there? I'm fairly certain a couple of seasons ago there was a story at a lowly ground, definitely Football League, where a drone was spotted with a bra attached to it. Now, I'm almost certain that happened.
Yeah.
But I can't be sure. If anybody can remember, just keep it yourself, I don't care.
Why don't you Google it, mate?
Can we talk briefly about Jose Mourinho's method of eating popcorn on the flight?
Oh, you were disgusted by this. Oh,
my mate runs Loading Bar. I'm going to give them a plug. Loading Bar, and he's very, very good. It's like a gaming boozer. And goodness knows they need all the help they can get in this climate. Yes. But Jose Mourinho, he's following me a picture from Jose Mourinho's Instagram profile. And it looks, he's eating a bag of popcorn. Yep.
Sweet
and salty, yeah.
Because everyone's focused on what he's watching, but that's not the real thing to notice,
yeah.
is it?
Uh-huh. The corner of... He's eating the fancy, artisanal popcorn, and he's got his... Oh, it looks like it looks like his hand has emitted some kind of acid and it's eaten through the side of the bag, and he's just got his hand through it. It looks like he's chewed it open. It looks like the same way like a rat would eat a bag of popcorn. Little ratty hands.
I love that when you say if people are focusing on what he's watching. If you want to see stuff in photographs or even paintings, whatever, that you haven't seen before, just show it to Peter. He can pick out anything.
It's incredible.
Apparently there's a bald man in the background of the Mona Lisa. That's what I'm saying.
Insane bit of popcorn eating. Check it out if you can. It's horrible.
You should do, yeah. And it's a wonderful way to finish today's pod, I think, Peter.
Indeed.
On tomorrow's show, I'm back with you, Andy, and Lukey Moore is joining us.
Hooray!
Should be a classic.
Up your opinions, Andy. I'll have none of this fence sitting tomorrow. Luke's on double.
Yeah.
He'll take the chaff. He'll take the heat.
There'll be plenty of opinions on the Continent later on today, of course, on Football Ramble Presents. But until tomorrow, my dears, say goodbye, Andy.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Petey. That was definitely a dog. Yeah. And it's goodbye from me.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.